Quiet Mind, Day 2. One teaching, many voices. This book is a flashlight for finding what's already glowing inside you. This book is more than paper and ink. It's the result of years spent in conversation with those no longer content to live on autopilot. People who are brave enough to question everything, including themselves, and hungry for something more real. Big, uncomfortable, beautifully messy questions were asked, and in the space between them, this book took form. To those pioneers of the inner world, you are few, but you are growing. If these words have found you, perhaps you're one of them. Maybe the moment for full inner rewiring has come, or maybe this is just the planting of a seed. Either way, the seed is here, and if something stirs within you while reading, something quiet but undeniable, let that be enough. That's the seed waking up. This book began not as a book, but as raw conversation. Questions asked in rooms filled with silence and seeking. Some words here were spoken as they are. Others were shaped, refined, distilled, until they held the essence of countless moments. And sometimes new answers emerged, deeper and truer than anything previously spoken. What's found here is the result of shared presence, not any one voice. Two currents run through these pages. One is about seeing clearly, naming the unconscious loops and emotional reflexes that keep humanity circling the same drain. This part is raw and honest, but essential. A wound must be seen before it can heal. But this isn't about shaming or blaming. These patterns are not who you are. They are simply old habits ready to dissolve. The other current is about waking up, right here, right now. Not someday, not somewhere else. This isn't a lecture. It's a transmission, a steady call back to presence. If it seems repetitive, it's because sometimes knocking gently again and again is what opens the door. Feel the words. Let them echo below thought. This isn't a manual to memorize. It's more like music, best felt, not dissected. Some terms may seem vague at first. Being, presence, and others. Don't worry. Let the experience lead. Not the intellect. Understanding matters less than recognition. That quiet inner yes, deeper than the mind's grasp. Because this isn't about adding anything new, it's about remembering what's already there. Truth doesn't arrive from the outside, it rises up from within. And no need to cross-reference with other teachings. Words here may be used differently. Let them be tools, not doctrines. Use them, then move past them. At the core of every genuine path is a shared truth. Spoken a thousand ways, sometimes hidden beneath layers of ritual and rule, but still glowing underneath. When the old teachings are referenced, it's not to lean on them, but to polish the window so the original light can shine through again. Especially for those raised within those traditions, this book is meant to bring depth, not departure. The language used here aims to be open, a space anyone can step into without tripping over dogma. This is not a theory, it's a translation of inner experience. If the tone ever turns sharp, it's not from ego, but from urgency. The aim is to cut through resistance, reach the awareness behind thought, and ignite that movement, that moment when something inside says, "Yes, I've always known this."